Oh, here we are. This is real. It's the Roller Out the Barrel podcast, vintage baseball podcast, coming to you from the Ohio Cup. It's a special Ohio Cup edition. There's no better way to start out your day of interviewing people at the Ohio Cup than interviewing somebody from Michigan.
Agreed.
Boomer from the Rochester Grangers. Boomer, how you doing?
Great. Wonderful.
Tell everybody who you are and a little about the Rochester Grangers that don't know who you are.
I'm Keith Walters, or Boomer, from the Rochester Grangers. We're a vintage baseball club that's been around for 22 or 23 years. From Rochester Hills, Michigan, not New York.
You play at a phenomenal location.
We do. We're spoiled.
It's the
Rochester Hills Museum at Van Hoosen Farm.
Yeah, I was going to say Van Hoosen, then because I'm so terrible with details, I'm like, that could be somewhere else. I'm going to wait for him to say it. And so they have the museum. I went inside. There's inside the lobby where there's the piano?
Yes.
Okay, so I was trying to teach myself the theme to The Incredible Hulk, the TV show back in the day.
Did they appreciate you trying to do that there?
No one was around. Also, hey, with the next exciting question, my co-host today, he's my friend, he's my lover. That's not true.
maybe it is.
Yet.
From the Columbus Capitals, it's Rudy Frias. I am so used to not having a co-host that I totally blew right by that he was even here. I was lost in your eyes, Keith.
I mean,
I understand.
You could just swim in them. Let's be honest.
Thanks, boys.
Hey, you know, Boomer, I have a question. How'd you get the nickname Boomer?
It's actually not the most exciting vintage story. I showed up with it. My grandpa gave it to me when I was a wee boy.
Okay, see, that's a lot better than, like, yeah, guys being, people have been calling me Hammer for years.
Yeah, I hit the ball so far. Yeah. They didn't know what to say.
And, no, that's got cred. I like that.
What's the, what would you say is the most interesting vintage baseball name on your club? Yes, sir, I'm going to make you think. Would you like a Timbit?
No, I've already had Timbit. I don't know. I like Six Shooter.
Six Shooter?
Yeah, that's probably a good one.
Sounds violent. We should take that name away from him. We're canceling people. Isn't that what we do?
Yes.
No, we don't do it around here.
I don't know what's the appropriate answer.
Is this the end of the Granger season, this Ohio Cup?
Usually, yes. This year, we have mistakenly scheduled more games.
So, what do you got coming up?
We've got the new club from Lansing at their place next weekend after I tailgate for the Michigan State game.
We will be tailgating at the Michigan State game.
Great. If you're near the Human Ecology Building, we'll be out front.
Right. What's the name of the church that we tailgate at? Sorry, I don't go to church. So.
Okay. Well, you do on Saturdays right before the game.
Damn right I do.
what sport are you talking about?
Michigan State football.
Oh, that's cool.
Don't worry about it. You don't like football.
All right.
Youngstown State is about to get a whoop down. Did you see any of the game Friday night against Northwestern?
I saw about a few minutes while sitting down here waiting to do something in the Ohio Cup, and I saw they were up 21 and prayed to God that they didn't pull Michigan State and blow it.
That hurts, but it's accurate. Yeah, I'm interested to see. I really wanted to watch that game because I wanted to see. Because Northwestern is no pushover by any means. You got to play strong football to beat that club. You'll beat that club, but you got to play good to do it. So okay.
They show up some years.
There you go. Nice.
Next question, Rudy Frias.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? First time, long time. let me just ask you, did you guys get any baseball in last summer? Did you get the Gorilla vintage baseball games, or did you just call it a season?
You know what? We had to. We're from Michigan. Oh, I F.
Michigan.
I stopped myself. So things shut down a lot there. Uh-huh. We were fortunate. We canceled most of it at the beginning when everyone stopped playing, and then we were able to add back maybe 60% of it. So we got to play probably more than 10 games.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was
great.
Congratulations. Nice. Keith, growing up, what were your favorite cereals?
Probably Trix when it was still the Shapes.
Trix with Shapes?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Now they're back to shapes. They went to balls because people were poking themselves with bananas or something. I don't know. And then now we're back to shapes.
Wait a minute. Tricks was shapes and then went to the balls and now they're back to shapes?
Yeah, I think they got the legal clearance, right? What's that?
Is this a thing?
Right?
You don't know. I'm older than you. You don't know. It was always balls to me, though.
Let's not
focus on the fact that I just said it's always balls to me.
It's always balls.
Intern says balls.
All right. Keith, we're going to fact check you. Not right now, though. We don't have
Just cancel the segment if it doesn't
We don't have the interrupts. Okay, what did you say other than tricks?
I don't know. Probably Cocoa Pebbles. Anything that makes the milk chocolate after your...
Cocoa Pebbles is a good... That's a good shout-out to the Cocoa Pebbles.
That's some forward-thinking breakfast cereal. Ooh, I get to enjoy chocolate milk at the end of this.
Yes. But you do the Fruity Pebbles, you do not get... The milk does not turn fruity. The cocoa... it's very well done. Yeah. Keith, tell us about the bat that you use.
I use the one that gets a lot of hits. As you can see, that's why I have a lot of them, because most of them don't seem to work.
Talk about the one you got your last hit with.
I got a Phoenix bat here. Shout out to them for being here all the time.
Shout out to Phoenix bats!
Yeah, they always bring a bunch of great stuff. Actually, I've taken to buying a lot of bats that are actually old from... my wife likes to do the antique shops when we travel for baseball.
And you use them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, a new bat runs close to $100, and those ones aren't worth more than $100, so what's the difference?
I like it.
Last bat I used that got mosted through the last season without breaking it, and finally broke it, and it was a Lou Gehrig model that I'm pretty sure came out when he was playing.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I have a breaking news. Breaking news from fact checking on the tricks. The cereal originally used spherical cereal pieces, but in 1991 they were changed to the puffed fruit shaped pieces, presumably to avoid clashing with Berry Berry Kicks when it was introduced in 1992. In 2007, Trix reverted to their old original shapes in the United States. I can't tell. Is he right?
So that means when I was four, it changed the shapes. That's all I've known. It's not my fault.
Wow. Wow.
Next question. Rudy, come on.
All right. So what was the last concert?
Oh, got 20 seconds left. Get it in.
That last concert.
Oh, last concert I went to. I just went to one, and I already forget because it was some guy from the 90s who was kind of okay.
Sugar Ray?
No.
Kenny Loggins?
Vanilla Ice?
I said 90s. It's Kenny Loggins from
Kenny
the 90s?
Loggins did some stuff in the 90s.
No, he did not a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure the Rolling Stones are touring still, too.
Yeah,
but
yeah, exactly. What's the problem?
Yeah, no.
Is Jason Mraz? I think is that his.
Yeah, Marky Mark?
The Remedy. Is that Jason Mraz?
Yeah, one of those names with a consonant. I think that's what I just saw.
Isn't he Aquaman?
I think that Jason Mraz is a little stronger.
All right, Boomer. Keith Walters from the Rochester Grangers of Michigan, thanks for joining us. Your eight minutes is up, sir. I appreciate you.
Good luck in your match against the German Village Knights.
Great, we'll need it.